So far on the South Shore, so far in the immediate downtown New Orleans area, it is just a partly cloudy and very hot and very muggy afternoon. Wow, have you noticed the heat? You know, you get home in the afternoon, then you go back out, even at night. I mean, I'm used to the breath of some kind of freshness when I go back out at night, but the heat is just stifling. The humidity is what is really, really amazing. It's walking into a sauna. Okay, so as quickly as Biden dropped out, Kamala Harris, the vice president, became the dominant Democrat, rising up as a candidate to challenge Trump in November. We've got some new polling to talk about there. Also, Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance once said that America is being run by a, quote, bunch of childless cat ladies who are miserable at their own lives. And he was referring at the time to Vice President Kamala Harris and Representative OAC. And he's implying that people who are childless don't have a stake in America and that they're miserable. And he added in there about cats. But I couldn't determine if Kamala Harris has cats. Does anybody know that for sure? So when do we start criticizing people who don't have kids? So we're going to get into that here in just a few minutes. Hey, listen, during the news break, I went in the other studio because I did not hear Brian Kilmeade from Fox and Friends say colored sorority. I did not hear him say that. And so I was reading a story, and this is something that has gone all over social media, and it's Democrats using social media to condemn conservatives, condemning Brian Kilmeade for saying that Kamala Harris was going to speak to a colored society when he really said a college sorority. I'm sorry, colored sorority over a college sorority. And we're talking about the African-American sorority Zeta Phi Beta. They're having an annual convention in Indianapolis, and she's speaking there today. It's the first big stop on her campaign. There was an African-American sitting next to him, Lawrence Jones, and he was Brian Kilmeade's co-host, and he was criticized on The View for not stepping forward and correcting Brian Kilmeade. So this got all over social media. This was pushed by the Democrats. And look, we're going to hear a lot about racism. We're going to hear a lot about misogyny during this campaign. But as I said at the beginning of the show, you know, let's be smart enough to realize that some people are going to criticize Kamala Harris. And some people don't like her because she's a person of color and because she's a woman. We know that. We know that there are those types of Americans. But there are people who are also going to criticize her because they don't like her policies. They don't like what she represents. And it's going to be up to us to distinguish whether or not something is real or whether or not something is fake. What I heard, and I understand why some people might interpret what Brian Kilmeade said as a colored sorority. But I got to tell you, I heard college sorority. And I would not have interpreted it that way. But there might be people like Jamie Harrison, who is head of the Democrat National Committee. He might be looking for Brian Kilmeade to say something racist so he can use that against Brian Kilmeade in support of his candidate, Kamala Harris, even though she's not the official candidate. A number of journalists shared the idea of a colored sorority over a college sorority. But I just heard it. I heard college sorority. But again, I guess it's up to interpretation. So look, before we get deeper into the show, and Ian, I want you to guide me with this and help me with this. Kamala Harris has been referred to as brat. That is just being fun loving and cool and kind of sexy and just, you know, just having fun. I'd like to think that our show is Brat. Brat is the title of an album from a UK artist. And I sampled some of the music last night. We just played one of the songs a few minutes ago. We'll play more this afternoon. This artist, Charlie XCX, is really good. I mean, I like the stuff. Some of it kind of reminds me of the band The 1975, which I really like. So we'll sample some of that in the show this afternoon. Let's see, where was I going? Oh, we were talking about the other thing that Kamala Harris is being called. This is on social media. She's now being called the original Choctaw girl. Choctaw girl. H-A-W-K, one word, and the other word, Tua. T-U-A-H. The Choctaw girl. What does that mean? Well, I don't really want to go into details. I don't. This was part of a man on the street or a woman on the street interview with, I would say this girl was a Zoomer. And she was asked about this, and she described Kamala Harris as a hawk to a girl. Now, I don't want to say it the way she said it. I don't want to finish what she said after she said hawk to a, because it's rather graphic. Some people would find it rather repulsive. I wouldn't say it's repulsive. Ian, this is not an easy thing to explain. Why don't we just generalize here and say that maybe you can figure it out when I just say she's a hawk to a girl, but again, it's the way the girl said it and what she said right after that that gave it so much meaning. It's reference to, I think this was pretty much in the open, an affair that Kamala Harris had with a man who was superior to her, much, much older than she was. And there was a charge that she used sex to get where she is. And the hawk to a girl refers to oral sex. I'll just put it that way. And it's a fun term, but it's kind of a derogatory term in this sense. And you can Google it and look it up. Just Google the girl who says it, and you'll get it, and you'll understand why I'm struggling to explain it in more detail. I mean, it'd be real easy to explain exactly how she said it and what she meant, but it refers to oral sex, and there. Was this time in Kamala Harris's life when she was apparently having an affair with a guy. And look, that happens. But I don't see how you could be mad at Kamala Harris for having an affair. And I don't know if she was married at the time. I guess maybe it wasn't even an affair. I don't know. But you can't possibly be mad at that and forgive Donald Trump for his situation. So if you say, oh, well that Donald Trump did that, that's his own thing. Then you would absolutely have to say, well, that's Kamala Harris's thing. That's her own thing. Let's find something else to criticize her for. So, again, there's going to be hypocrisy here because many of the people who defend Donald Trump, that's nothing. They're going to criticize Kamala Harris for essentially doing sort of the same thing. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. And hey, remember that you can always get this show on your phone wherever you are. Yeah, just say to the speaker WWL and find Scoot and you'll find us. Or you can just download the Audacy app, AUDACY. Download the Audacy app. You can listen to this entire show. You can listen to a specific hour or just some of the highlights of the show. And you can get it right to your phone by downloading the Audacy app, AUDACY, Audacy, and then just find me, Scoot, and follow us. I'm going to give you some comments to a question that I posted on my Facebook page in a video yesterday. And man, this got a lot of plays. And the question is, how is Kamala Harris doing in the polls against Donald Trump? And who do you want to see Trump face in November? So I'm going to share some of those comments with you from the Scoot on the Air Facebook page, and I hope you will join me there. And if you haven't done it yet, join us there, become part of it, and comment on the things that we post and also comment on some of the comments. All right, we're going to go to a break here. When we come back, we're going to get to more of your texts, and I'll get to some of the comments from the Facebook page. If you want to join us, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture calendar, it was a disaster. A musical disaster, a cinematic disaster. It happened on this day in 1978. The movie Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band opened up at theaters nationwide in America, starring Peter Frampton, Aerosmith, Billy Preston, and the Bee Gees. Beatles producer George Martin was the musical director. George Burns, Steve Martin, and actor Donald Pleasence all had parts in the movie. It was a bomb. I admit I never saw it. And the immediate reaction to the movie, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, was so bad I was never even tempted to see it. This is from the soundtrack of the movie. This is the Bee Gees doing Getting Better All the Time. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. One thing that we're going to see in this campaign of 2024 is we're going to see everybody's true colors. We are. We're going to see the hypocrisy. We're going to see the tendencies to be racist, misogynistic. We're going to see all of that. The most recent blog that I wrote for our website is still posted on the front page, WWL.com. And it's titled, Personalized Politics Has Made the 2024 Campaign Too Combative. It's about personalized politics. It's about how personalized politics has become. It's not just if you say something about the candidate that I'm supporting and I don't like it. It's not just that. It's that I don't like you because you said it. It's about not respecting somebody having another opinion. It's about thinking that everybody has to believe what I believe. It's about just lack of respect for each other. And it's about how personalized politics has become. That is also posted on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page, so you can read it on our website. Go to the Facebook page, SOTA, and comment on it there, and I'll get to some of your comments. If you want to join us, the Okunard Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. Let's go to New Orleans, and Bree, you're on WWL. Good afternoon. Hello, Bree. All right, Bree needs to turn her radio down, and we'll get to her in just a moment. Hey, I've got some new polling information. A couple of these we mentioned yesterday, but there also are a couple of new things. The Harris X Forbes poll. Now, that's not about Kamala Harris. It's an organization. All right, so among registered voters, Trump is at 50%. Harris is at 41%. Trump has a 9-point lead. Among likely voters, Trump is at 51%. Harris is at 40%. That's an 11-point lead. The Quinnipiac poll has Trump 49, Harris 46. That's really close. In fact, that would, I would think, it would be within the margin of error. The CBS poll among likely voters has Trump 51, Harris 48. Now, the more we learn about Harris, is she going to go up or down? We have to wait and see. But right now, it's still close. The Reuters poll has Harris at 44, Trump at 42. If you add in a third candidate like Robert Kennedy Jr., Harris's lead jumps up to a 5-point lead, Harris 42, Trump 38, and Kennedy 8. The NPR PBS poll has Harris and Trump tied statistically. This is more voters. Now, in this poll, more voters are moving into the undecided category. Trump is at 46, Harris is at 45, undecided 9%. And among undecided voters, 1 in 5 independents and 3 in 10 independent women are now undecided. So that tells me that a lot of people were, you know, voting for Trump because Biden was the opposition. Now that Biden is not the opposition, some people who were saying they were going to vote for Trump are now going, I'm not sure who I'm going to vote for. So again, that's why this is really, really interesting, and it's going to be fascinating to watch these polls. All right, Bree in New Orleans is ready. Hey, Bree, welcome to the show.
Hi. How you doing?
I'm good.
I was calling because I was listening at your conversation, and I just wanted to know, what's the purpose of your show today? What is it that you're trying to convey to the people today?
Okay. It's what I do every day. We talk about the top issues. We try to clear up some of the things that are misunderstood. We try to set the record straight on some things. And it's just really about entertaining people by talking about information that's in the news. Why, did you have some other thought about what the purpose might be?
Well, I was listening at you. I cannot remember the lady name you were talking about that you were saying she was calling her a girl something or pertaining to some kind of a song or something like that, a brat. She's a woman. She's not a girl, first of all. She's a woman. And I'm trying to figure out what's the purpose of you speaking about that.
Yeah. Well, first of all, Bree, I wouldn't overanalyze this show, and I think that's what you're doing. She herself...
No, I'm just asking a question.
I'm answering the question. You're overanalyzing the show. She refers to herself as a girl. There's a lot of the lyrics in some of her songs are about being a girl. So I understand your point. I see her as a woman, but she kind of in her lyrics, her self-description is that of a girl. So that's the only reason there. I don't know what you're digging for, but there's really nothing there. All right, let's go to Jerome and Kenner. Jerome, you're on WWL.
Yeah, hey, Scoot. I have to kind of agree with you. I think some people overanalyze everything.
Well, this is one show you should not overanalyze.
Brad has gotten to be more of a social media term than anything else. So anyway, I would dismiss it. But here's what I called about. I've spent the last day or so trying to, in my mind, figure out what exactly did you mean when you made your announcement, I guess it was Monday, about changing the tone of your show, because it came across to me a certain way, and I wanted to hear what exactly you meant when you said that you thought that that's what you needed to do.
Well, what's sad about that is I thought I explained it when I did it, but if you want further explanation, I'll do the best I can. You know, after the assassination attempt, things changed, and it occurred to me that we all, including myself, could do a better job of listening to each other and respecting each other's opinions. And it was just, I think there have been times when I'm not going to change my opinions. I can't change the core of who I am any more than you or anybody can change the core of who they are. But my goal would be to be maybe less aggressively in your face, even though this is radio, less aggressively in your face when it comes to certain things, and maybe I could do a better job. And nobody told me to do this. This was all me. I thought about this over the weekend, and it just occurred to me that we've reached a point where, you know, everything is so personalized, like in the blog that I wrote that's still posted on our website. We take it so personally when somebody disagrees with the candidate that we support or the candidate that we don't like. People take it so personally. And I'm going to try to be a little better with that. But I'm not changing my opinions, and I'm going to be passionate about what I believe. So none of that changes. But I just thought it was time to maybe change the tone of this show to where some people don't feel quite so alienated. And again, this was clearly my decision.
I guess I understand what you're saying, but here's where I come at this from. You have, in my opinion, I've been listening to you for a long time. You have the most unbiased, open, all-inclusive, fair show around.
Well, that's not going to change. That's not going to change. But I think that there are people who Jerome don't think that. And maybe I want to do a better job of helping them think that way, or making it more difficult for them to be critical that I'm not fair.
Unfortunately, nothing that you're going to do, in my humble opinion, is going to change. The lady who called yesterday and got on you about the some supposed comments she heard about police officers, you're not going to change those people. So nothing you do that you don't already do. That's what I guess got me.
Well,
you already do all the things that you say you're going to do. Now do. You do it already.
No, I'm not gonna change her mind. I'm not gonna change the minds of a lot of people. But again, this was I don't think you're gonna find much of a change, but you know, I wanted to kind of change the temperature a little bit of the show and be a little bit more understanding of opposing views, because I can get to be very, very passionate. My passion, my opinions will not change, but it's kind of hard for even me to put into words, but I think you'll notice that there might be some change, but then really no change. So, Jerome, I really appreciate the call. And all of that really is included in the blog that I wrote, Personalized Politics Has Made 2024 Too Combative. All right, let's go to some of your comments on my Facebook page, Scoot on the Air. How is Kamala Harris doing in the polls? Well, we just talked about that. Against Donald Trump. And who would you like to see your face in November? Again, this got a lot of plays. David says, somebody tell the Border Czar Harris that 2,000 illegal immigrants are headed our way. You really think she cares? Wake up, people. Terry responds, I saw that. They are marching to the border like they are the military. Scary. Here's a comment from Tamara. But what happened to the big city wall? What happened to the big, beautiful wall that 45 was supposed to build? I mean, it wouldn't have kept that. He wouldn't have kept that promise. If he would have kept that promise, we wouldn't be dealing with this. Is that correct? I've brought up this idea that if building the wall was so important to Donald Trump, why isn't Donald Trump saying, hey, give me another chance, I'll finish the wall? Why is that not even part of the conversation? It's not part of the conversation because Donald Trump and people around him knew at the time that it was really nothing more than political rhetoric, that there wasn't going to be a wall built by the Mexicans, and the wall wasn't going to answer all the problems. Here's a comment from Bob. It says, Harris and everybody in the Biden organization could be impeached immediately for hiding Biden's true health condition from the American people. Oh, but wait a minute. I thought a lot of people supported the idea that a president is immune. If a president's immune, then Biden's immune from all of this. Look, I agree. Those people should have been honest with us about Biden, and they weren't. But I don't know that that's an impeachable offense. PK says, Scoot, they're sampling 15 to 3,000 voters. They're not really coming close to the excitement of the electorate. I'm still a registered Republican who is planning on voting blue, but was seriously worried about the turnout. I'm really excited now. Kamala Harris is getting started. I've never been polled. Nobody I know has been polled. Look, I get this. I understand that. But we've talked to people who do polling. And look, the way they talk and the way they do scientific polling with the methodology that they use, they have found ways to capture segments of the population with just a few people relative to the overall population. And for the most part, polls are accurate. Sometimes they're not accurate because the people who are polled are not honest. But polls tend to be accurate, even though you've never been polled, and even though it's a small sample. Don't underestimate the science that goes behind the methodology. I'll just leave it at that because I don't understand it that well either. All right, if you're on hold, stay with us. If you want to join us, the Okunard Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Also, we'll go to Ian and get some of your text messages coming up. All right, so far, no big thunderstorms in downtown New Orleans, but they could be popping up this afternoon. Typical summertime in the city. On the SOTA Rock Culture calendar, the movie La Bamba opened up on this day in 1987, movie theaters across the country. This is from the soundtrack. Lou Diamond Phillips did a phenomenal job as Richie Valens. I love the movie. I mean, it was sad. Richie! Not my Richie! No, it's really sad. It's horrible. Teenager dying in a plane crash with Buddy Holly and the Big Bopper. And that's what the song American Pie was based on. But I thought the movie La Bamba was really good. I think it's one of the best biopics that's out there. And look, you know, they probably added in some special stuff there as they always do. I'm Scoot on the Air. All right, Wednesday afternoon already, so we're partway to the weekend. Any comments on Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance criticizing Americans that don't have kids? I don't think being childless is an issue. I don't think that's a point of contention. A lot of people choose not to have kids. A lot of people with kids might be jealous of those who don't have kids. And then, you know, to criticize childless cat ladies, is it wrong to have a cat? Are you going to tell me that Republican women don't love cats? I bet some of them do. But this was an implication that if you're childless, you don't have a stake in the future of America. And I think that's wrong. And, you know, are we looking for ways to criticize people? It seems like it. I mean, this J.D. Vance made this comment when he was running for office in Ohio. And I just think this is a nonsensical a point to make. There are a lot of things to criticize people for, but being childless is not one of them. It is true, and I did research on this last night when I first heard about this. Republicans have more children than Democrats. But that doesn't mean that's a point of contention, or that's a point of criticism. And people who don't have kids still have a stake in our country. I mean, I think it's great to have kids. I mean, I have a son. My son has two kids. I mean, I think it's great. But if you choose not to have kids, or if for some reason you're not biologically able to have children, I don't think that's a point of criticism. If you want to join us with your comment, the Okunard Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. All right, let's go to Janice in New Orleans. Hey, Janice.
Yes, Scoot, how you doing?
I'm great.
There's something I heard about today. I didn't know about it, and I just heard about it. That a person that was not here in the proper way, did not immigrate here properly, was here illegally, Sunday morning, he was drunk driving, and he rammed into a car here in Louisiana and killed two people.
Yeah, I heard that the guy was from Honduras. I wondered if he was legal.
They're saying that he is illegally. Now, I mean, I'm hoping that they checked it out.
Hold on a minute, Janice. Hold on. Ian, the guy, the head-on collision?
Yeah, the guy's name is Cordova. He's a Honduran national,
sure?
But I haven't seen anything to suggest that he's here illegally. It doesn't mean it's not out there, but it's not really the tip of the spear on this.
So who said it, Janice? I mean, you might have a scoop here. Who said that?
I sent it. It was on a radio program.
Where did you don't have to say the radio station, but you got this from another radio station?
I got it from a radio show. I heard it this morning.
Okay, well, maybe it's true.
I searched it out on the internet, too.
Where did you find it on the internet? Give me the site.
I sent a text to Ian with it.
Okay, well, we're busy when we're on the air. We can't always check those things. What was the internet site?
I think the thing is pmedia.com.
Tmedia.com?
P as in people.
Oh, P Media.
It looks like P Media.
Is that PJ Media?
Oh, yeah, it might be.
Yeah,
it's
Pajamas Media.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I think it is PJMedia.com.
Yeah.
And when you look online and everything, you know, you can search around and see about finding it other places as well.
Wait a minute, Janice. What are the other places?
Okay.
We're talking about credibility here.
Well, I didn't write it down.
Janice, you have sent me a lot of stuff over the years that is not from credible sources.
Really?
That is a fact.
It might not be from credible sources, but just because I didn't write it all down, Scoot, I just went to Google and I searched.
Okay, but what I'm saying to you, as an American citizen is you should care where things come from. It might be true, but you've sent me a lot of things over the years that are not true, and they come from bogus sites. And I think you should care not about the information that you want. You should care about the credibility of the information.
Well, here's something else for you.
Okay.
The other day, a gentleman had called, and if he's listening right now, I want you to know, sir, that I am not trying to disrespect you. I'm just going to clarify something. He said that Trump and J.D. Vance don't want, you know, they're against migrants. No, they're not against people coming here.
Yeah.
They're not at all.
We know that.
Mr. Vance's family came here legally. Melania and Ivana, Trump's two wives, their families came here legally.
Yeah.
They are not against people coming to the United States in a legal manner.
Right.
What they are against is the invasion that we have going on with the open border.
Thank you for that clarification.
That's exactly what it is.
Okay.
People are supposed to do it the proper way. like Dinesh D'Souza and Bridget Gabriel. Yeah. You fill out the paperwork. You follow the procedure. You get checked out criminally and health-wise and everything to make sure that you should know who you are and what you are and whether or not you could come, you know, whether it's right for you, safe, to come into our country. But this is not the way it's being done.
I seriously doubt that under Kamala it's going to be done that way. We know that. And you call up quite often about this, and you say the same thing. We're aware of that.
Yeah, because the gentleman the other day was saying that Trump and Vance are against migrants.
But that's just the way, you know, I mean, that's the way both sides are. They kind of summarize things. And it's...
I'm telling you, they're not against migrants.
No, especially
they want immigration, especially, but the right way.
Especially if they come from nice countries, you know, that helps a lot when it comes to supporting illegal immigrants. It helps
I don't know about picking countries and choosing countries. I just think that people should come here the right way.
I agree.
I'm not going to get picky about the country.
We agree.
I mean,
you and I agree on this. But I don't, you know, we need to find out if this Honduran national was here illegally.
Yeah,
and we don't check that.
Look into it.
But
I don't have proof that he was here illegally, but
you called up with the charge that he was here illegally. You said that.
Well, they're saying that he was, and he might be.
Well, he might be, but we don't know if he was.
I don't look at everything, Scoot, like it's a lie.
Janice,
you just
told us a lot. You don't look at a lot. You just look at certain things, and my instruction to you is to pay attention to sources, because you get a bit of information and you're so excited because it's what you want to believe and you believe it. It might be true. But again, I mean, you have sent me time after time after time information that is totally false and totally bogus. And I'm tired of even seeing it on my emails because it's not trustworthy. And if you don't care about sources, if you don't care about information being accurate, you shouldn't vote. I mean, people who vote should have accurate information. So everybody should pay attention to sources. It doesn't mean that some of the big sources don't lie and mislead people too. But don't just find this little information. Oh, he's illegal. I mean, that was the premise of your call. And we don't know. Maybe he was. But we're not going to say he was illegal until we know. And he might have been.
PJ Media is short for Pajamas Media. this is actually a George W. Bush era right-wing website. If anybody remembers Little Green Footballs and Charles Johnson, this is one of his side projects. And this is one of those kind of websites that ostensibly has some news in there. But the way that they make money, it's a subscription-based model. They charge you money to come to their website and read their stuff. And the people that they want to subscribe and take the money from are people that are scared, people that are gullible and people that will believe anything without really thinking twice about it. And then they'll say, oh, I can only trust PJ Media, or I can only trust, you know, insert right wing news website here. They're taking your money, Janice. They're taking your money, and you shouldn't give it to them.
Do you realize how many of these sites would be making less money if it weren't for Janice and people like Janice? I mean, man, some people are making money on you, and it's not necessarily accurate. Maybe this guy was here illegally, but until we know, we're not going to present that on the show. All right, on this day in 1971, this song was number one in the country. It was really done by Mark Lindsay of Paul Revere and the Raiders, but he loved his friend Paul Revere so much, he put Paul Revere and the Raiders on the label as well, Indian Reservation. It was about the plight of the Cherokee Indians, who in 1838 were displaced from their home in Georgia to a reservation in Oklahoma. And Mark Lindsay, his ancestry is part Native American, so this was a personal song to him. I'm Scoot, and we're kind of late going into the break, but we'll be right back on WWL. Okay, why would any talk show host ask Roseanne Barr her take on Kamala Harris as the Democrat nominee? I mean, why would you ask Roseanne Barr her comment on anything? But a lot of people on the right like Roseanne, well, because she's now speaking their language, even though she was disgraceful to the national anthem. And which is healthier, chocolate or vanilla ice cream, Greek or regular yogurt? You see, we really touch on the really important questions that you all have and you need to answer. You need answers to these. We're going to get them for you coming up in the next hour. I'm Scoot on WWL. On the SOTA Rock Culture Calendar, the movie La Bamba opened up on this day in 1987, movie theaters across the country. This is from the soundtrack. Lou Diamond Phillips did a phenomenal job as Richie Valens. I love the movie. I mean, it was sad. Richie! Not my Richie! No, it's really sad. It's horrible. Teenager dying in a plane crash with Buddy Holly and the Big Bopper. And that's what the song American Pie was based on. But I thought the movie La Bamba was really good. I think it's one of the best biopics that's out there. And look, you know, they probably added in some special stuff there, as they always do. I'm Scoot on the air. All right, Wednesday afternoon already, so we're partway to the weekend. Any comments on Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance criticizing Americans that don't have kids? I don't think being childless is an issue. I don't think that's a point of contention. A lot of people choose not to have kids. A lot of people with kids might be jealous of those who don't have kids. And then, you know, to criticize childless cat ladies, is it wrong to have a cat? Are you going to tell me that Republican women don't love cats? I bet some of them do. But this was an implication that if you're childless, you don't have a stake in the future of America. And I think that's wrong. And, you know, are we looking for ways to criticize people? It seems like it. I mean, this J.D. Vance made this comment when he was running for office in Ohio. And I just think this is a nonsensical a point to make. There are a lot of things to criticize people for, but being childless is not one of them. It is true, and I did research on this last night when I first heard about this. Republicans have more children than Democrats. But that doesn't mean that's a point of contention, or that's a point of criticism. And people who don't have kids still have a stake in our country. I mean, I think it's great to have kids. I mean, I have a son. My son has two kids. I mean, I think it's great. But if you choose not to have kids, or if for some reason you're not biologically able to have children, I don't think that's a point of criticism. If you want to join us with your comment, the Okunard Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. All right, let's go to Janice in New Orleans. Hey, Janice.
Yeah, Scoot, how you doing?
I'm great.
There's something I heard about today. I didn't know about it, and I just heard about it. That a person that was not here in the proper way, did not immigrate here properly, was here illegally, Sunday morning, he was drunk driving, and he rammed into a car here in Louisiana and killed two people.
Yeah, I heard that the guy was from Honduras. I wondered if he was legal.
They're saying that he is here illegally. Now, I mean, I'm hoping that they checked it out.
Hold on a minute, Janice. Hold on. Ian, the guy, the head-on collision.
Yeah, the guy's name is Cordova. He's a Honduran national, but I haven't seen anything to suggest that he's here illegally. It doesn't mean it's not out there, but it's not really the tip of the spear on this.
So who said it, Janice? I mean, you might have a scoop here. Who said that?
I sent it. It was on a radio program.
Where did you don't have to say the radio station, but you got this from another radio station?
I got it from a radio show. I heard it this morning.
Okay, well, maybe it's true.
I searched it out on the internet, too.
Where did you find it on the internet? Give me the site.
I sent a text to Ian with it.
Okay, well, we're busy when we're on the air. We can't always check those things. What was the internet site?
I think the thing is pmedia.com.
T-media.com?
P as in people.
Oh, P-media.
It looks like P-media.
Is that PJ Media?
Oh, yeah, it might be.
Yeah,
it's
Pajamas Media.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I think it is PJMedia.com. Yeah. And when you look online and everything, you know, you can search around and see about finding it other places as well.
Wait a minute, Janice. What are the other places? Okay. We're talking about credibility here.
I don't know. I have to go back. I saw it, but I didn't write it down.
Janice, you have sent me a lot of stuff over the years that is not from credible sources.
Really?
That is a fact.
It might not be from credible sources, but just because I didn't write it all down, Scoot, I just went to Google and I searched.
Okay, but what I'm saying to you, as an American citizen, is you should care where things come from. It might be true, but you've sent me a lot of things over the years that are not true, and they come from bogus sites. And I think you should care not about the information that you want. You should care about the credibility of the information.
So here's... Well, here's something else for you.
Okay.
The other day, a gentleman had called, and if he's listening right now, I want you to know, sir, that I am not trying to disrespect you. I'm just going to clarify something. He said that Trump and J.D. Vance don't want, you know, they're against migrants. No, they're not against people coming here.
Yeah.
They're not at all.
We know that.
Mr. Vance's family came here legally. Melania and Ivana, Trump's two wives, their families came here legally.
Yeah.
They are not against people coming to the United States in a legal manner.
Right.
What they are against is the invasion that we have going on with the open border.
Thank you for that clarification.
That's exactly what it is.
Okay.
People are supposed to do it the proper way. Like Dinesh D'Souza and Bridget Gabriel, fill out the paperwork, you follow the procedure, you get checked out criminally and health-wise and everything to make sure that you should know who you are and what you are and whether or not you could come, you know, whether it's right for you, safe, to come into our country. But this is not the way it's being done.
I seriously doubt that under Kamala it's going to be done that way. We know that. And you call up quite often about this, and you say the same thing. We're aware of that.
Yeah, because the gentleman the other day was saying that Trump and Vance are against migrants.
But that's just the way, you know, I mean, that's the way both sides are. They kind of summarize things. And it's...
I'm telling the truth. They're not against migrants.
No, especially
they want immigration, especially, but the right way.
Especially if they come from nice countries, you know, that helps a lot when it comes to supporting illegal immigrants. It helps
I don't know about picking countries and choosing countries. I just think that people should come here the right way.
I agree.
I'm not going to get picky about the country.
We agree.
I mean,
listen,
you and I
agree on this. But I don't, you know, we need to find out if this Honduran national was here illegally.
Yeah,
and we don't check that.
Look into it.
But Janice,
I don't have proof that he was here illegally, but
you called up with the charge that he was here illegally. You said
that he might be.
Well, he might be, but we don't know if he was.
I don't look at everything scoot
like it's
a lie.
Janice,
you just
told us a lot. You don't look at a lot. You just look at certain things, and I just my instruction to you is to pay attention to sources. Because you get a bit of information and you're so excited because it's what you want to believe and you believe it. It might be true. But again, I mean, you have sent me time after time after time information that is totally false and totally bogus. And I'm tired of even seeing it on my emails because it's not trustworthy. And if you don't care about sources, if you don't care about information being accurate, you shouldn't vote. I mean, people who vote should have accurate information. So everybody should pay attention to sources. It doesn't mean that some of the big sources don't lie and mislead people too. But don't just find this little information. Oh, he's illegal. I mean, that was the premise of your call. And we don't know. Maybe he was. But we're not going to say he was illegal until we know. And he might have been.
PJ Media is short for Pajamas Media. this is actually a George W. Bush era right-wing website. If anybody remembers Little Green Footballs and Charles Johnson, this is one of his side projects. And this is one of those kind of websites that ostensibly has some news in there. But the way that they make money, it's a subscription-based model. They charge you money to come to their website and read their stuff. And the people that they want to subscribe and take the money from are people that are scared. People that are gullible and people that will believe anything without really thinking twice about it. And then they'll say, oh, I can only trust PJ Media, or I can only trust, insert right-wing news website here. They're taking your money, Janice. They're taking your money
and you shouldn't give it to them. Do you realize how many of these sites would be making less money if it weren't for Janice and people like Janice? I mean, man, some people are making money on you, and it's not necessarily accurate. Maybe this guy was here illegally, but until we know, we're not going to present that on the show. All right, on this day in 1971, this song was number one in the country. It was really done by Mark Lindsay of Paul Revere and the Raiders, but he loved his friend Paul Revere so much, he put Paul Revere and the Raiders on the label as well, Indian Reservation. It was about the plight of the Cherokee Indians, who in 1838 were displaced from their home in Georgia to a reservation in Oklahoma. And Mark Lindsay, his ancestry is part Native American, so this was a personal song to him. I'm Scoot, and we're kind of late going into the break, but we'll be right back on WWL. Okay, why would any talk show host ask Roseanne Barr her take on Kamala Harris as the Democrat nominee? I mean, why would you ask Roseanne Barr her comment on anything? But a lot of people on the right like Roseanne, well, because she's now speaking their language, even though she was disgraceful to the national anthem. And which is healthier, chocolate or vanilla ice cream, Greek or regular yogurt? You see, we really touch on the really important questions that you all have and you need to answer. You need answers to these. We're going to get them for you coming up in the next hour. I'm Scoot on WWL.